This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 69 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and we're continuing our three-part series on video marketing for local SEO. In our last episode, we covered YouTube optimization and how to get your educational videos found by potential patients searching for health information. Today, we're diving into Google Business Profile videos, which are honestly one of the easiest wins you can get in your marketing. And I'm always shocked by how few chiropractors take advantage of them. Before we jump in, let me quickly recap where we are in this series. Part one was all about YouTube and creating optimized educational content. Today in part two, we're focusing specifically on Google Business Profile videos and how they differ from your YouTube strategy. And in our next episode, part three, we'll cover video schema markup and how to create a comprehensive video ecosystem that dominates your local market. So let's talk about Google Business Profile videos. This is honestly one of the easiest wins you can get, and the impact can be immediate. Remember that statistic I mentioned in the last episode? Videos get viewed 5 times more than photos on Google Business Profiles. That means when potential patients are looking at your profile and comparing you to other chiropractors in the area, your videos are the content they're most likely to engage with. But here's what you need to understand about Google Business Profile videos specifically. They serve a different purpose than your YouTube content. Your YouTube videos are often educational and focused on specific conditions or treatments. Your Google Business Profile videos should be more about showcasing your practice, building trust, and giving people a feel for what it's like to be your patient. Think about what goes through someone's mind when they're choosing a chiropractor. They want to know if you're professional. They want to see what your office looks like. They want to get a sense of your personality and approach. They want to feel like they'll be comfortable and cared for. Video is the absolute best medium for communicating all of that. Some of the most effective Google Business Profile videos I've seen from chiropractic practices include virtual office tours that show your treatment rooms and waiting area, day-in-the-life videos that show what actually happens during a typical visit, patient testimonial videos where real patients talk about their experience, meet-the-team videos that introduce your staff, and short educational videos about what to expect on the first visit. Here's a specific strategy that works really well. Create a 60 to 90 second welcome video that you pin to the top of your Google Business Profile. In this video, you personally introduce yourself, quickly explain your approach to care, and invite people to call or book online. Keep it warm, authentic, and professional. This video alone can significantly increase your conversion rate from profile views to phone calls. Let me give you a script template you can use for this welcome video. Start with something like, "Hi, I'm Dr. Smith from Springfield Chiropractic." If you're dealing with back pain, neck pain, headaches, or any kind of musculoskeletal issue, you're in the right place. We specialize in helping people just like you get out of pain and back to doing what they love. Our approach focuses on finding the root cause of your problem, not just treating symptoms. We take the time to really listen to you and create a personalized treatment plan. Give us a call or book online and let's get you feeling better. See how that works? You've introduced yourself, explained what you do, highlighted your approach, and given them a clear next step, all in under a minute. That's the kind of video that converts profile viewers into phone calls. Now, technical specs matter for Google Business Profile videos. Keep your videos under 30 seconds on the short end, or up to around a minute on the longer end for best engagement. Google recommends keeping them under 30 seconds for maximum impact, but I've seen longer videos perform well if the content is engaging. Make sure you're shooting in at least 720p resolution, And always, always film in landscape orientation, not portrait. One mistake I see all the time is chiropractors filming videos on their phone in portrait mode because that's natural for social media. But when those videos show up in Google search results and on your business profile, they look unprofessional with black bars on the sides. Film horizontally, and your videos will look much more polished. Also, this should go without saying, but make sure the lighting is good and the audio is clear. You don't need expensive equipment. Natural lighting from a window and a quiet room will work fine. But if your video is dark and people can barely hear you, it's doing more harm than good. I actually recommend filming during the day near a window. Position yourself so the window is in front of you or to the side, not behind you. If the window is behind you, you'll be backlit and your face will be in shadow. Natural light from a window creates the most flattering, professional-looking lighting, and you don't need to buy any special equipment. Here's something else that's really important. Google Business Profile videos don't allow you to add titles or descriptions the way YouTube does. The video is just the video. That means your actual spoken content and any text you show on screen needs to be clear and informative. If you're doing an office tour, verbally explain what you're showing. If you're introducing your team, have them say their names and roles on camera. This is different from YouTube, where you can rely on the title and description to provide context. With Google Business Profile videos, everything needs to be in the video itself. So if you're showing your treatment room, say something like, "This is one of our treatment rooms where we perform adjustments and other therapies. We keep everything clean, comfortable, and equipped with the latest chiropractic tools." Don't just silently pan around the room and expect people to understand what they're seeing. And please, please update your videos regularly. I can't tell you how many Google Business Profiles I see where the most recent video is from 2019 and shows staff members who no longer work there. Your profile should feel current and active. Aim to add at least one new video every month or two, even if it's just a quick 30-second update about a new service or a special you're running. This regular updating serves two purposes. First, it keeps your profile feeling fresh and active, which builds trust with potential patients. Second, it signals to Google that your business is active and engaged, which can help with your local SEO rankings. Let me walk you through the specific types of videos you should create for your Google Business Profile, and I'll give you practical tips for each one. First, the office tour video. This is essential because it removes the anxiety of walking into an unfamiliar place. Film a smooth walkthrough starting from the entrance. Show the waiting area, explain what patients do when they first arrive, show the consultation room, show a treatment room, and end with a friendly invitation to visit. Keep this to about 60 seconds. You can literally hold your phone and walk through while narrating what people are seeing. Second, the first visit explainer video. So many people are nervous about their first chiropractic visit because they don't know what to expect. Create a 45 to 60 second video explaining exactly what happens. When you come in for your first visit, you'll fill out some paperwork about your health history, then we'll sit down for a consultation where I'll ask about your pain and what's been going on. Then we'll do an examination to find the source of your problem, and I'll explain exactly what I find and what I recommend. Many patients get their first adjustment on that same visit, but only if you're comfortable with it. Third, patient testimonial videos. These are gold, but you need to do them right. Don't just have someone say, "Dr. Smith is great, 5 stars. Instead, ask specific questions. What was your life like before you started care here? What made you decide to try chiropractic? How has treatment changed things for you? What would you tell someone who's considering chiropractic care?" Real stories from real people are incredibly persuasive. When filming testimonials, make sure you have written permission from the patient. Most smartphones are perfectly fine for this. Just make sure the patient is well lit, the audio is clear, and they're looking at you, not at the camera. It feels more natural and authentic that way. Fourth, meet the team videos. Introduce your front desk staff, your chiropractic assistants, anyone patients will interact with. Have each person say their name, role, and something personal like, I love helping patients feel welcome when they come in, or I've been with Dr. Smith for 5 years and I'm passionate about helping people on their healing journey. This builds familiarity and trust before someone ever walks through the door. Fifth, technique demonstration videos. Show what an adjustment actually looks like. Use a staff member or a willing patient as a demonstration partner. Explain what you're doing and why. This is a cervical adjustment technique we use for neck pain and headaches. It's gentle, controlled, and most patients find it very comfortable. Demystifying the process reduces anxiety and makes people more likely to book an appointment. Sixth, seasonal or timely videos. Create short videos addressing seasonal issues. With spring yard work season here, we're seeing a lot of patients with lower back strain. If you've overdone it in the garden, we can help. These keep your profile current and show that you're actively engaged with your community's needs. Now let me address a common concern. A lot of chiropractors worry about being on camera. They feel awkward or uncomfortable, and that stops them from creating these videos. Here's my honest advice on this. Your patients don't expect you to be a professional actor. They actually prefer authentic, genuine content where you're just being yourself. The best approach is to write down your key points, but don't try to memorize a script word for word. Just talk naturally, like you're explaining something to a patient in your office. If you mess up, pause and start that section again. You can edit out the mistakes, or honestly, sometimes leaving them in makes the video feel more authentic. Here's a practical tip for getting comfortable on camera. Practice by recording yourself a few times without planning to actually post anything. Just get used to seeing yourself on video and hearing your own voice. Most people are uncomfortable the first few times, but after you've done it a handful of times, it becomes much easier. Also, remember that people are watching these videos because they want to know if you're someone they can trust with their health. They're not critiquing your performance. They're trying to get a sense of who you are. Being genuine and knowledgeable is way more important than being polished and perfect. Let me share a success story about Google Business Profile videos. I worked with a chiropractor who had a decent online presence, but was losing patients to a competitor across town. The competitor's profile had multiple recent videos showcasing their office, their team, and patient success stories. My client had zero videos. We created 6 videos in one afternoon, a welcome video, an office tour, a first visit explainer, 2 patient testimonials, and a meet the team video. We uploaded all of them to his Google Business profile over the following 2 weeks to make it look like ongoing activity rather than a one-time dump. Within 3 weeks, his profile views increased by 60%. Within 2 months, phone calls from his Google Business profile had increased by 40%. And when he asked new patients why they chose him, several mentioned that they watched his videos and felt like they already knew him before they came in. That's the power of Google Business Profile videos. They create a connection and build trust before the first conversation even happens. Now let's talk about some technical best practices that can make a big difference. When you upload videos to your Google Business Profile, make sure the file isn't too large. Google recommends keeping file sizes under 100 megabytes. If your video file is huge, it might not upload properly or might take forever to process. Most smartphones shoot video at a high enough quality, but also at a reasonable file size. If you're using a professional camera or if your files are too large, you can use free tools to compress them without losing much quality. Just search for free video compressor and you'll find several options. Also, think about the first frame of your video because that becomes the thumbnail that people see before they click play. Make sure it's a clear, professional-looking shot. If the first frame is you mid-blink or with your mouth open, try to edit the video so it starts with a better frame. Here's another important point. Google Business Profile videos can only be uploaded through the Google Business Profile Manager, either on desktop or through the mobile app. You can't email them or upload them through some third-party tool. So make sure you know how to access your Google Business Profile Manager and where to find the video upload option. On desktop, you log into your Google Business Profile, go to the Photos section, and you'll see an option to upload videos. On mobile, you can use the Google Business Profile app and upload videos directly from your phone. I actually think the mobile app is easier for most people because you can film and upload right from the same device. One strategy I really like is batch filming. Set aside an afternoon, maybe on a slower day at your practice, and film 5 or 6 short videos in one session. You can change your shirt between takes if you want them to look like they were filmed on different days. Get a team member to help you with camera work if needed. Now you've got enough content to post regularly for several months. This batch approach is so much more efficient than trying to film something every single week. You get into a rhythm, you have your lighting and setup already done, and you can knock out multiple videos in just a couple of hours. Now, I want to talk about one specific type of Google Business Profile video that I think every chiropractor should create, and that's the condition-specific explainer. These are short videos addressing specific conditions you commonly treat. For example, create a 30-second video that says, "Suffering from sciatica, that shooting pain down your leg doesn't have to be permanent. At Springfield Chiropractic, we specialize in finding the root cause of your sciatica and creating a treatment plan that gets you relief. We've helped hundreds of patients with sciatica get back to normal life. Call us today or book online." You could create similar videos for headaches, neck pain, sports injuries, car accident injuries, whatever you commonly treat. Each one is optimized for a specific search intent. When someone is looking for a chiropractor to treat their specific problem and they see a video directly addressing that problem, you immediately stand out from competitors who only have generic content. Before we wrap up today's episode, let me give you a clear action plan for the next 30 days. Week 1, film your welcome video and your office tour. Upload the welcome video to your Google Business Profile. Week 2, film your first visit explainer in a Meet the Team video. Upload the office tour. Week 3, record 1 or 2 patient testimonials if you can. Upload the first visit explainer. Week 4, upload your Meet the Team video and any testimonials you recorded. By the end of 30 days, you'll have a Google Business Profile that looks active, professional, and trustworthy. You'll stand out from 90% of chiropractors who haven't done this, and you'll start seeing more profile views convert into actual phone calls. In our next episode, we're going to dive into video schema markup, which sounds technical, but is actually really powerful for getting your videos to show up in search results with enhanced listings. We'll also talk about creating a comprehensive video marketing ecosystem where your YouTube content, your Google Business Profile videos, and your website videos all work together to dominate your local market. We'll cover strategies for overcoming common objections like being camera shy, and I'll share specific content ideas that work really well. And if you want help implementing a comprehensive video marketing strategy for your practice, that's exactly what we help chiropractors do at DC Rank. We can guide you through the entire process from planning your content to optimizing your videos for maximum visibility. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others. I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.